Welcome to Con Café for the 22nd day of April, 2024, year of our Lord. I'm Pastor Eduardo Valverde. So glad you could join us. We're going to get into the gospel for this coming Sunday. And it's the Gospel of John, chapter 15, the first 8 verses. And I'm reading these from the New International Version of the Bible. Ready to get into God's Word? I am. Verse 1. I am the true vine. And my Father is the vine grower. He removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes to make it bear more fruit. You have already been cleansed by the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me as I abide in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me you can do nothing. Whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like a branch and withers. Such branches are gathered, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit, and become my disciples. This, dear friends, is the word of God for the people of the God. And we say, gracias a Dios, thanks be to God. Well, hello, welcome, dear friend. Welcome back. I hope you had a great weekend. Our weekend got better when we got word that our son-in-law, Eric Cortez, was released from the hospital after a 3-night stay. He said in the world's most expensive cheap hotel. And the medicines helped his obstruction go down. He's back almost to normal. Thanks be to God. And thanks to all of you for your prayers for him. Please pray for one another. Pray for those who have asked prayers from us. What's your favorite fruit? Among my favorite fruits, because I seem to love them all, the grape is way up there. Hard to narrow it down. I think in season, you can't beat a very good peach. And watermelon is always awesome. Strawberries. You see, I've got too many on my list to rank them. But among my favorites, the grape is way, way up there. I love the white grapes. When they are in season, I love the purple ones and the red ones too. And as a boy, I enjoyed the movies where the star, usually playing an emperor or something, would be laying back and the servants would come and feed grapes to him right from the cluster. I believe grapes were also a favorite of Jesus's besides figs, for they were used to make this passage more understandable. Jesus declares himself, now hear this, the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. Quite a statement. Those in his audience understood the science and mechanics of this statement. The vine grower owns the vines, and the vines produce and support the grapes. And it was an everyday understanding for most of those people listening to Jesus on that day. What they may not have expected was the comment that followed, and I'm quoting, "He removes every branch in me that bears no fruit." Ouch. Those branches who are not doing what they were created to do find themselves removed. Jesus then says, and I'm quoting, "Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes to make it bear more fruit," close quotes, meaning God is at work in those who are working. God is at work in those that are working, so that the harvest is great. And we know that to be true, then God blesses those who are bringing new believers into the fold. Those that are not, those that are sitting on the premises instead of standing on the promises, are going to be removed because they are not doing what they were created to do. Jesus then continues in explaining that which was happening in them and around them. Jesus said, "You have already been cleansed by the word that I have spoken to you." Isn't that awesome? The sermons, the teachings that Jesus was sharing were purifying the people because they were getting a new perspective, excuse me, on things that they had previously maybe heard, not elaborated on, or just moved their spirit in what Jesus was saying, the way that Jesus was saying. So the process that God is working in us includes the cleansing, for it makes the believer more of the realm of God than that of the world. And it is also part of the initiation into the realm of Christ, for as he says, and I quote again, "Abide in me as I abide in you." Jesus is saying life lived in him is the best, and to have him live in us is to be blessed by God in an incredible way. Friends, notice how Jesus emphasizes the necessity of remaining in him. He speaks not of occasional visits or momentary connections or monetary connections, but of a continuous abiding relationship. Just as a branch severed from the vine withers and dies, so too do we spiritually when we disconnect from Christ. Are you connected to Christ? Stay connected is what Jesus is saying. Moreover, Jesus speaks of the Father's pruning. While pruning may seem painful or unnecessary, it's essential for fruitfulness. The Father lovingly removes whatever is hindering our growth, refining and shaping us for greater productivity in his kingdom. Our fruitfulness is not solely for our benefit, but for God's glory. Through our lives marked by love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control, this is from Galatians 5, 22 and 23, we bear witness to the transforming power of Christ within us. Let me read that list again. Through our lives marked by love, are we people of love? Joy, are we people of joy? Peace, are we people of peace? Very closely tied to patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Through those things, friends, we bear witness to the transforming power of Christ within us. Let's pray. Gracious Father, thank you for grafting us into the vine, Jesus Christ. Help us to abide in him daily, drawing strength and sustenance from his life-giving presence. Grant us the peace to embrace your pruning, trusting in your wisdom and love. May our lives bear abundant fruit, bringing glory to your name. For it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Friend, have a great and blessed day in the Lord. Here's your call to action. Make a commitment to deepen your relationship with Jesus through prayer, scripture reading, and fellowship with other believers, while pruning that from your life that is hindering you from truly living in Jesus. I love you, and I thank God for you, and I pray the Lord bless you and keep you. If this has blessed you, blow it up. Send it. Forward it to someone. Hit all the buttons there. Help this ministry win the world for Christ. Dios te bendiga. Amen.